Joe Buck with the call on the Terry McLaurin touchdown as the Commanders stun the now continue to be winless Bengals in their home stadium last night. Commanders improved to 2-1. Bengals now fall to 0-3. We are the Junks, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, on a triumphant Tuesday. We're about to take your calls at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National
People
Harbor
are all jacked
listener
up.
Lines.
Hey, they're in first place.
Look at this. Look at that.
They're in first place.
Jacked
and
up.
The Cowboys lost this week.
Fantastic.
And have looked awful.
Yeah. I believe even Ravens fans were rooting for Skins last night.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, of course. Divisional game.
Yeah, that's
divisional
true. Game. That is
well,
true.
Divisional
good
opponent.
Point.
Yeah. All right, let's bang out some of these calls. You know the deal. Let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Just going to go in order here, Cakes. Ben, what's up, man? Play the music, Cakes. Let him hear it.
What's up, Ben? Got to punch him up.
I thought I did.
Hey, buddy.
Ben.
Hey, what's up?
And you know, here's the interesting thing. Also, Jane Daniels, he's only been in this league for a couple of weeks, and imagine what's going to happen when he actually gets used to the speed and he develops the chemistry with his players, and he'll be able to hit the quick hitters and some of those timing patterns and things like that. And one thing
seems
I
like he's hitting them already.
Is,
yeah.
He was hitting them last
thank
night
you because you transported me back to when I was 7 years old and I was watching Sonny Jurgensen throw to Charlie Taylor, and there was absolutely no defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a throwback performance. Thank you for the call. What Jaden did last night, he's igniting a dormant fan base. A fan base that's been just like begging for something like this to happen for the last 25 years outside of the one RG3 year. I'm getting texts from my son down in North Carolina. He goes, "I freaking love Jaden Daniels."
Of course.
And then my other son at College Park is like, "Are you watching what's happening?" I'm like, "Yes. Of course I'm watching what's happening." And, you know, that's a 27-year-old and a 20-year-old. They haven't really seen this. They haven't seen, outside of the Robert year, like a quarterback do what Jaden Daniels did last night. They're much more used to this team falling on its face in a big primetime spot.
I was preparing for the loss, but I was going to be okay with it.
Right.
Because our offense, we're totally in the right direction.
Right.
We're like on the right path. And I'm just going to write off the crummy defense. It's just something we have to deal
that's
with.
That's just something.
Yeah, but Cakes is right about the fan base.
Yeah.
So Kelsey sent me this text. She's in L.A. And she was in a panic because at first she wasn't able to get the game. But then 5 minutes before game time, she was able to. I had to send her a code and all this stuff. Very simple. I love Jaden.
Love Jaden. That's the
And then
the
later
mantra.
On, Jaden has so much poise, which is true. He just looks super comfortable. That was a virtuoso performance by Jaden Daniels.
Dude,
last
to put
night.
It in perspective, Jaden, and I didn't know this until I read this morning. So, I mean, I knew he had two games where we scored on every possession, excluding kneel downs. Here's the perspective. Brady, Breeze, Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes have combined to do it twice in their entire careers.
Yeah.
He's played three games, and he's done it twice.
You know what we should do, EB? Here's what we should do. We should send a gift basket to Ryan Poles.
Right, for drafting.
Who is the GM of the Chicago Bears. And we should write a nice card saying, thank you. And I'm not wishing Caleb Williams any ill will. I hope he has a nice NFL career. But we should write a nice note to Ryan Poles saying, thank you for taking Caleb Williams, number one.
Right.
We appreciate what you did, all of your scouting and all your work behind the scenes.
I like it.
And letting Jaden Daniels fall to number two.
Grabby, it's a good bit. Can we do it?
Why don't you write one?
I can write him a note.
Can we send Ryan Poles a gift basket?
Yes.
Like a fruitcake.
Yeah, whatever.
They draft. Well, you know, just can we do that?
We can definitely send him
100%
a gift basket. Can
we all right, what do we put in it? We'll put
fingernails.
Nail polish.
Nail polish. You know, maybe a purse.
Bedazzled phone.
Yeah,
bedazzled phone.
Case, all of it.
A bunch of picks, like toothpicks, because he throws picks all the time.
Say thank you, Ryan Poles.
Let's do that.
For letting Jaden Daniels fall to number two. It's basically a miracle.
It's a great bit, in fact. We have to do it.
Let's do it today.
CK signing the check for that. Sure, let's go to CVS.
Let's go to Petty Cash.
CVS.
Sign that check.
CVS.
Yeah, get our toothpick.
Oh, CVS. Yeah. I thought you said CBS.
Oh, no.
I was like, that was like four companies ago. All right, let's go to...
Jaden Daniels is top five in quarterback rating in the NFL right now.
Well, that's what happens when you go 21-23 and you throw 90+%.
But I will say also...
That touchdown to McLaurin was such a low percentage.
Yeah,
10%. I mean, he threw it perfect.
Perfect
pass. But it was such a low percentage shot. It was just one of those nights.
Well, he knew he was going to take a hit. He talked about that after the game.
Oh, yeah.
And then, look, Terry, that's a great catch to track
great
that ball.
Catch. I didn't think
behind
he got
your head
when he first made it. I was like, I don't think he got it in. And then you saw the replay, clearly did.
But you knew he was going to catch it. There was no way that ball goes up and Terry McLaurin wasn't at least catching it. Like, maybe his foot, maybe he didn't drag one of his feet. He wound up doing it.
Yeah.
But you knew that he was going to make a huge play.
I just didn't think he got in, but he did.
Yeah, according to Next Gen Stats, the probability of that completion was 10.3%, the most improbable touchdown of the season, and the most improbable completion by the Commanders since they started keeping those stats in 2016.
Right.
Well, I think you saw a little glimpse of that with that throw to Diami in the preseason. I never wavered on his ability to throw downfield. Never once. I did waver on Cliff. He was under my microscope in the first week.
He gets a pass
now. A little bit better in the second week of the second half. All right, now I'm just going to let him ride until he pisses me off.
Yeah.
But right now, he's in good stead with your boy.
Slight upgrade from Eric Bieniemy. Just a slight upgrade.
Well, by the way, UCLA, I believe their offense is 111th in yardage. They're like 115th in points. They're averaging 15 points per game. They're dreadful. He's a fraud. Worst offensive coordinator in the history of ever.
By the way, Jaden Daniels.
You were questioning Kingsbury. You were questioning him.
Now
you love him.
I don't love him. I'm backed off the criticism.
You should.
You actually
let's
should.
See what happens next week.
Do people understand?
They're opening up the offense.
Jaden Daniels.
He called an A++ game.
He called an A game, not +++. Too slow with the play calls.
No, there could be reasons
for
that.
That's minor. That'll get rectified.
There could be reasons for that.
Almost ruined us.
Jaden Daniels went on the road in his third NFL game, and all he was doing is, I'm going to paint my Mona Lisa, you guys. You guys want to watch it in primetime? Paint my Mona Lisa. Just do that. I'm going to write Hotel California right in front of you guys. That's his magnum opus.
And it didn't even look like he was sweating.
It's going to get better. It's just going to keep getting better.
He's the calmest dude I've ever seen.
He's just so chill.
I wish I had some of that. I'm just such an anxiety-ridden
He has no anxiety.
Mess at 54. How old is he? 24?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. He might be 30. All the college ball he played, but
he didn't have a long time in college. But you know what? It's paying off.
Paying off big time. All right, let's go to, I don't know, Chudy. I don't know how you say that. Chudy, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, no, it's Chudy. You got it the first time.
Chudy. What's up?
What's up, bro? Time.
Yeah, so man, last night was fantastic. I argue that in 3 weeks of football, that's probably the best competitive game I've watched in this early season. I mean, Jaden's that dude. That's his A+ game. I'm just hyped, man, and I'd also be hyped for Luke McCaffrey. He was getting open, and he's growing.
Blossom. Weapons, EB.
We have weapons. I get mocked all the time. We have weapons.
He's going to be that dude.
McCaffrey was, statistically, by Pro Football Focus, last week was one of the most open guys in the NFL, his separation.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a season-long stat, and that was just through two games, or it was just last week in particular, but... And that was a good play. They'd noted in the broadcast where that conversion on third down to McCaffrey.
That was a great play.
He had him in one window, but he was flushed by a little pressure. And that's where Jaden rolled to the right
page.
And threw downfield.
They're on the same page. Jaden's making throws now on the run. It was a point of emphasis. DQ said that he'd been doing it in practice. We just hadn't seen him do it in the game yet. Well, now you're starting to see it.
I did chuckle when somebody on Twitter said that Luke McCaffrey's going to outscore his brother in fantasy points in 2024.
Well, he's getting it's a weird vice on the Achilles, like over in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine flying to Germany? Imagine that flight just to go check your Achilles.
Well,
that's how serious it is.
It tells you something's going on, and they're going to do some crazy nonsense over there.
Some blood spinning.
At a minimum, blood spinning. They're going to go to wherever LeBron goes.
I think the combo of McCaffrey and Noah Brown can make your number two wideout. It's not necessarily either one
of guy.
Them.
Yeah,
I think it's the combo of them. That's your number two
wideout. I'm going to say it right
you got
now.
Your tight end.
Noah Brown is a stud. I don't care if he catches 30 balls or whatever. He's a stud.
He's an effective
player.
He's
a difference maker. Yeah. And I can't believe. I understand they have great receivers, but you can't tell me they had like six better than him. That's crazy to me, but thank you. Thank you, Houston.
Send a gift basket to Houston while
we're
at it.
Yeah, we'll do that too. Let's go to Kevin in Clinton. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's up,
man?
Kevin?
Good
morning,
man. First of all, Case, I love you, man. I hope to see you out at the MGM one day, man.
How about next week?
I'm there a lot. Just come on out.
Okay. When are we going to be there next week, Case?
Wednesday, October 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay, bet. Man, I just want to say, man, hey, look, I feel like crying last night, man, because I've never seen that since 1991, man. I'm so happy for this guy, man. You just don't know, man. And first of all, for all y'all listeners out there, they've said we should have picked Drake May. I've been listening to y'all since
April,
Jason. Man.
That's Jason.
Where are the Drake May fans right now, man?
Hey, he hadn't had an opportunity to play yet. He hadn't had an opportunity to play yet.
I like you calling Lurch out,
though. And that's why he's on the bench. This man is special, man.
Good call, Kevin.
This man is special.
It's a long career.
I can't argue with it after last
Jaden
night.
Jaden definitely is ahead right
Thank
now.
Thank you, Kevin.
Can you get a picture of the board?
Drake who?
Who had Jaden number one overall?
Yeah, I don't remember my board. I hope I had Jaden high.
I call you the BMW man. I call Case the gambler man. Y'all had him number one.
Yes. Thank you.
The other two of y'all had Drake May, man.
Right.
Come on, man.
I think it was just me, because I think JP had
I drank May, too.
Yeah.
I drank May like
thing.
Five or six.
I used a bar call in today because she needs some surgery on her eyes.
Who?
Sabah, Nicole's in every day.
Oh,
she
Sabah.
Was the main one.
We haven't heard from Sabah
Drake
in a long time.
And she's crying for Taylor Heineke still.
Yeah, you know what?
She still wants Heineke.
For Taylor
I think
Heineke.
She's happy that the Commanders are winning.
I would think. Yeah.
Sabah still listen or just call the other show? Like, cause she hasn't called here in a long time, right?
She bounces around.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jared in Mechanicsville. Jared, what's up? Going with the Jumps.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. So, man, this offense is absolutely just amazing. And the fact that we're finally seeing the weapons that we have.
Thank you.
Because we weapons. Actually have a quarterback who can find them down the field.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely mind-blowing. And, by the way, I don't know who else did this, but I bet $132 on the money line for Washington last night. So
winner.
I ended up winning $500.
Winner,
from it.
Winner, nice. Winner, chicken
wow.
dinner.
That's a big one.
Big one.
Good score.
Yeah. I didn't have those balls.
Well done. Well done.
Let's go to Charlie Newport. Charlie, what's up?
Hey, guys. This is a great Redskin commander slash whatever the hell they want to call us, Jaden Daniels. Yeah, it was a big win. And, they do it every time when we're down and out, they win.
Well, that hasn't actually been the case.
Is that all you got? Come on now.
Okay, I like his revisionist history.
I'm just fired up. I've been a fan for over 55 years. I've been through the good, bad, ugly, and
so
now beautiful
Ball.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so. I hope you're right, Charlie. Thank you, buddy. Hang in there, pal. Thank you.
They're halfway to their win total from last year. They won four games last season.
Ooh, my 10 wins predictions, it's live.
It's definitely live.
I think
still
live. They're right on pace. I had them at 2-1 right now.
2-1.
I got them winning next week, too, I think.
I think you
did.
I had
them at 3-1.
Right, they're the Cardinals, right?
And I feel a lot better about that. And they're the Bengals.
Yeah, they're the Bengals.
You do always like to disrespect half of the NFL.
Well,
we had that host on from Cincinnati yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Egger.
He thought it was going to be close.
He did say it was going to be close, but he also said he's used to kind of the same plight we've had here with his Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a squeaker to the Patriots in week one.
Mm-hmm.
They lost because of the pass interference to KC. Now they just lost a game where they didn't even punt.
Yeah.
They didn't
That's got to be
but
a difficult
couldn't stop,
pill
but
to
didn't
swallow.
Force a punt. They didn't punt, but didn't force a punt.
Well, they're 0-3. Their playoff chances are...
What is it? 10%? 8%?
They're not making the playoffs.
Their offense looks good, though.
Their offense looks great, but their defense
I'm surprised
is
trash. We make everybody's offense look great.
No,
that's
Chase,
a fair point.
Chase did some damage, but I'm surprised they didn't throw to him more.
Yeah, I thought he'd be even more targeted than he was.
Look, we didn't force any punts. I thought we needed 3 to 4 punts to win, but we did hold them on field goals, and they missed the one, and that was the difference.
It was the red zone efficiency that was the difference.
We're celebrating a triumphant Tuesday on The Fan, presented by Chenega Myos, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers at MIOS.com. When we come back, will be Graydon Jaden passing out grades for his performance last night. And don't forget, John Keim from ESPN.com will join us coming up at 7:40.